Welcome to News Video Clip. As you may remember earlier this year, President Donald Trump's ICE agents, also known as his personal Gestapo, murdered two Americans in Minnesota, Renee Good and Alex Preddy. Well, ICE has also murdered some immigrants as well. And the most recent murder happened in Houston, Texas, only 2 days ago. Now, ICE claimed that this immigrant tried to ram their car, so they just had to kill him. However, station KHOU in Houston actually has surveillance video that proves ICE is lying. Let's watch the video.
Thank you. A lot of developments. KHOU 11 investigates obtaining a new surveillance video showing the moments before the shooting along Canal Street. The camera is here on a building pointed west down Canal Street. If you look through the trees in the surveillance video, you're going to be able to see what happened. This is the area where it started. Here's the camera over here. Here's where we're going to have a look. You're going to be able to see the white construction van going east toward the camera before an unmarked ICE car appears to try to force him over. You can see Salgado here making a U-turn. There it is right there. The white van makes the U-turn, as you're going to see the unmarked car here in black trying to force the car going the opposite direction. Now, this is right before Salgado is ultimately shot. You're going to see the SUV pull over. Here's a closer look in front of the van after the truck passes by. Salgado makes the U-turn. He reverses for a moment. He heads west. And then you see the ICE car, the black one, making a three-point turn to follow him. Alona, shortly after that U-turn, that's when agents open.
So there we go. So first of all, it's an unmarked SUV, a black SUV. That's what ICE was using. And they pull up and try to force this other car off the road. Folks, if an unmarked black SUV tries to force me off the road, I am sure as hell not going to stop. No way. I would have done exactly what that immigrant in the white truck did. I absolutely would have done a U-turn and gotten the hell out of there. Now, this is also interesting. The white truck was in the left lane when it made the U-turn. The ICE car was in the right lane. So that means the immigrant was turning away from the ICE car, not towards it. If it was turning towards it, it couldn't be a U-turn. He absolutely made a U-turn. We have it on video. ICE clearly lied, but the story is actually going to get worse. Because you know, after something like this happens, there is going to be a major lawsuit. There is going to be at least an investigation. So the New Republic reports that the Department of Homeland Security has detained three other people who were in the car with the immigrant, Salgado Arroyo, who was killed by ICE. And Homeland Security is trying to get these other three men to self-deport themselves right now. Why? To prevent them from serving as witnesses. So ICE, Department of Homeland Security, is literally trying to get the witnesses to deport themselves. Now, KTRK reports that Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, says she is going to pursue legal action against the U.S. because of this murder. And it's finally good to see the president of Mexico stop bending over and grabbing her ankles for Donald Trump. I'm glad to see that she's actually grown a backbone. We need to see more of that from foreign leaders. All right, now we're going to switch over to Fox Business, where Representative Rick Crawford, who claims to be pro-life, is going to talk about how supportive the Iranian people are of President Trump, while on the left side of the screen, we're going to see video of Trump bombing the hell out of the Iranian people. And even the Fox News host is going to say that the Iranian people who are being bombed are thankful to Trump. This is bizarre. Let's watch this.
AstroTurf crowds supporting the regime in Tehran, but I don't believe that propaganda. I think the Iranian people are supportive of the United States coming in and helping them to achieve liberty. And I think that's the direction we need to go.
Oh, for sure. The Iranian people are thanking President Trump. It's all over social media.
Oh, yes. The Iranian people are thanking President Trump for bombing the hell out of them. Folks, the same shtick was used when Bush invaded Iraq. We all heard it on Fox News that the Iraqi people were so grateful to Bush for bombing the hell out of them. And I believe he killed close to 1 million Iraqi people. Oh, they were just overjoyed by all that. Oh, of course. The propaganda is Representative Rick Crawford. He's the one pushing the propaganda. And by the way, he claims to be pro-life. And isn't it interesting that wherever pro-life people go, there's always a trail of bodies behind them? They love death, folks. As long as it's people they don't want alive, they love death. It's a death cult. All right, now we're going to switch gears and go over to Fox News, where Kaylin McEnany, who used to work for Trump during his first term, she is now a Fox News host, even though she has no journalism experience. She has no qualifications whatsoever. And she's going to be crying and whining about how Democrats want to stop Christian nationalism right here on Fox News. So let's watch.
There is something to that. We need to explain to people what socialism is. We have a great investigative unit on Saturday in America. We've done a deep dive into these DSA folks. They want to build a coalition of religious people with socialist values to defeat Christian nationalism. What is Christian nationalism? Okay. They want to defeat the moral fabric of this country, rip up Article 1, no Senate, rip up Article 3, no Supreme Court.
Okay. First of all, nobody has called on to rip up the Article 1 for the Senate or Article 3 or rip up the Supreme Court. That is a bold-faced lie that Kaylin McEnany, who claims to be a Christian, is telling. She is lying bold-faced, just like when she did for Trump during his first term. And Christian nationalism is a Christian theocracy. It is a religious theocracy. You know what country has a religious theocracy? Iran. So maybe Kaylin McEnany, if she wants a theocracy so bad, she should haul her fat ass over to Iran and live there and see how she likes living under a theocracy. Okay, now we're going to go over to Spencer Pratt, who is a MAGA Republican who ran for mayor of Los Angeles and got his ass beat in the primary because he's a MAGA Republican and Los Angeles, where I live, is heavily Democratic. So we're going to watch this clip of his. And his logic is absolutely tortured. And then we're just going to tear him apart. Let's watch.
Judicial ethics, the mere appearance of potential fraud is disqualifying. Same goes here. Whether or not there is widespread fraud occurring, there certainly could be. And it doesn't matter how many times you scream, there's no widespread fraud. A lot of people believe there is. And there's no way to actually validate it. This is...
Wait a minute. If you can't validate fraud, that doesn't mean that fraud actually exists. So, and who are all these people who are supposedly screaming fraud? Spencer Pratt sounds just like Trump, who loves to say, people are saying. What people, Spencer? Give us some names. Of course he won't. All right, let's watch the video.
It isn't just about whether or not fraud is swinging the election. The appearance of fraud already is swinging the election. People rightly have zero faith in this janky, inefficient system. They feel like their vote isn't being counted. They feel like illegal ballots are being cast, and they're not wrong to worry about it. There's literally no safeguards in place to prevent that from happening. And
okay, first of all, I live in Los Angeles. There are absolutely safeguards to prevent fraudulent voting from happening. Spencer Pratt is a liar. He's also a conspiracy theorist who claimed the world was going to end in 2012. So he and his stupid girlfriend wife, Heidi Montag, spent $10 million in 2012. They blew it all because they believed the world was coming to an end. He's clearly not fit to be Los Angeles's mayor. He's clearly out of his mind, and that's why he lost. Spencer, we hate you. That's why you're not mayor. You didn't even make it out of the primary. because you're a sick, sick man. And the thing that Spencer is talking about, this conspiracy theory of voter fraud, was debunked a month ago by Trump's own Department of Justice. CNN reported the Department of Justice debunks social media claim of discrepancy in LA mayor vote count while Trump sows doubt in California's elections. So while Trump was spreading the same conspiracy theory that Spencer Pratt is spreading, Trump's own Department of Justice was debunking him. How humiliating for Trump, and how humiliating for Spencer Pratt. And Spencer, if you think I'm wrong, if you think you're such a tough guy, why don't you come on this show? We'll do a live feed, no edits. I'll let you talk first, and then I'll fact check you. How does that sound? Do you have the balls to do it, Spencer? Or are you going to cry fraud again? Alrighty, folks. Those are all the stories we have for today. We have links to back up all of our claims right below this video. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Joe Rogan, Benny Johnson, Riley Gaines, Kristen Hawkins, Jimmy Dore, Tim Pool, those people are all paid influencers. They are literally paid to lie. They never back up any claims. They never provide any links whatsoever on their shows. We do. Alrighty, I want to thank everybody who has subscribed to this channel. If this is your first time watching, please like and subscribe. If you hate this show, definitely subscribe. If you hate me, please subscribe. All right, that's all we have for now. We'll have more stories later.